Jesus' name. Welcome to each one here this morning. Trust that we are here because we want to hear God's word. I'd like to just take a minute and have prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning here with thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given to each one of us to again just hear your word. I pray this morning, Lord, that you would minister to the hearts that are here. Minister to the hearts that are listening in this morning. And Lord, I pray for those that are not here, that often are. Lord, we lift them up to you. And I just pray, Lord, that you would bless their morning. I pray that you would give me the ability to share the things that you have laid upon my heart. And Lord, we just want to rest in you and allow you to do your work. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was pondering this past week, thinking about God's word that was shared to us night after night, and the opportunity that we had to receive God's word and to grow, and pondering my own life, and seeing how easy it is to sit under a message and to be stirred, to be encouraged, to be challenged. And then we leave the meetings and we face real life again. And if we're not careful, we just continue doing what we've always done. Whether it be good or bad. And as I was pondering that, you know, it really comes down to me allowing God's word to change my life. And how awesome it would be if we as God's people would just allow God to continually change us and to make us into the people that he wants us to be. And I trust and I believe that that is happening. But the challenge that I would like to leave with us here this morning is that, you know, unless we allow it to happen, it's not going to happen. Unless we pursue it and seek the Lord, we will just continue, we will just fall back into doing what we were doing. And so this morning, the title that I would like to leave with us, am I a doer of God's word, or am I a hearer of God's word only? In the thought that I would like to leave with us as we go through this message is, as God's word speaks to me, do I take those challenges and ask God to work that out in my life and then pursue it? Or do I hear it and it's like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, my emotions are, I get emotional about it, but I quickly go back to what I'm comfortable with. In Matthew chapter 7, just two verses that I'd like to look at that we're, I believe, very familiar with. Verse 24 and verse 26. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. It says here in this verse, it's those that hear his word and then takes action and does something, applies it to their lives. And he likens that man as a wise man which built his house upon a rock, a good foundation, something that will last, that will hold up to the storms of life. And in verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. What does it say in this verse? It's those that hear these sayings of mine, hearing God's word, and doesn't do anything, just continues doing what they were doing before, does them not. And it says here that he likens that man as a foolish man that built his house on sand. And I believe that we're probably all familiar with sand, and we know, you know, the consequences of sand. When we, you can make sand look beautiful, but you know, you get these storms that come along and they start beating, and these, you know, that look like foundations, they quickly deteriorate and they start crumbling. And as tells us that this man, you know, when the storms of life hit, it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And that this man's foundation is going to crumble. So the difference, the two differences in these two verses is those that are, both of them are hearing. One is both of them hear. The one is receiving and applying it to his life, and in doing them, the other isn't. If you turn with me to James chapter 1, we go down to verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. What is the promise that we see here in these verses? You know, he hears God's word, and he's a doer. And in verse 25, it tells us that this man shall be blessed in his deeds. God's hand will be over his life. What we see here in these verses here, we see someone that is quick to hear God's word, is slow to speak so he can hear, and is a doer of God's word. In Matthew chapter 13, there verse 5 to 8, it talks about soil conditions. And I believe that in order to take in these verses and to hear and to apply, it is important that we understand the conditions of our hearts. As we look at a, you know, at hard soil, it likens to a heart that is hard, that refuses to receive spiritual growth, isn't interested. And so that heart, when it hears God's word, like we were talking here, it's not going to receive it. And it's not going to apply it to its own life. The shallow soil is a heart that responds out of emotion. It's very easy to fall into this category. We hear, we see godly people preaching God's word. And we see the hand of God working in their lives, through their lives, and it catches our attention. And we want some of that. We want to be like that. But often, too often, we take that on and it's like, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be that person and have God working in me and through me. But we're not really ready to make a real commitment to what it takes to be that person. And so life goes on, and we quickly fall back to what we were used to. And the thorny soil is that heart, you know, it's just preoccupied with the cares of this world. And it quickly, you know, the life that it hears, the cares of the things of this world quickly snuff out anything that is good. But the fertile soil is a heart that is hungry for spiritual truth. And it receives it. And it allows this heart, allows it to transform their life. To be a hearer of God's word and a doer of his word. This is the soil. This is the heart condition that we need in order to be able to constantly hearing God's word and to be a doer of his word. In James, in the passage that I read there, to hear the word and to do it leads to blessings. If we are only hearers of God's word and we fail to be doers, I believe that it often leads us to self-deception. We end up deceiving ourselves and we try to convince ourselves. We even do it almost, maybe sometimes on purpose. It's like, well, I'm really a pretty good person. because we don't want to really face defeat. And so we convince ourselves that we're somebody different. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, we see that taking place in that passage. And the quote there is, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." That's what was told to Saul. You know, he convinced himself that he was doing the right thing. But it was told to him, you know, yeah, you made yourself feel good. You did some good, but you really disobeyed. You heard God's word. You didn't apply it to your life. Maybe partially. And it wasn't accepted. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, "Be aware of your heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways." So, if we rely on our heart, our understanding, what are we hearing? What is this verse telling us here? Is that the heart is deceitful and is desperately wicked. And if we take these things in our own hands and try to make good out of it, we're going to deceive ourselves. And so it is important that we give, you know, we allow the Lord to search the heart, our heart, and to try the reins. And he will take care of our heart condition. Proverbs 16, verse 18, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." In James 1, verse 22, it warns against deceiving ourselves. And it tells us, you know, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Deceiving your own selves. You know, depending on the situation, you know, it feels pretty good to be in a crowd and to hear God's word and seeing God moving and lives being changed. That feels pretty good. But we need to take action. We need to be part of that. And if we don't, that the possibility of deceiving ourselves is, it's warning us against that. When we look at the life of Samson, you know, we see here the life of Samson. If we read that story, we see how Samson deceived, would seem like he deceived himself. You know, he knew God's word, and he just, he did what he wanted to do. And he just continued to go further and further. He did not honor the Lord with his life. You know, he married a Philistine wives. And what were they willing to do? You know, they were willing to betray him for money. to get his, they needed information from, they wanted to understand where Sansom got his strengths. And he played along with them, knowing what they were trying to do, and he didn't cut himself off, but he's like, well, yeah, it might be, you know, if you do something with my hair, I'll lose my strengths. And he kept playing with them till finally his wife had him broken down to the point that he was willing to speak the truth about it. Why would he do that? He knew his enemies wanted this information. He was so used to doing his own thing. He was used to having his strengths, relying on his own strengths. He forgot that he needed God. And he didn't realize that till his enemies shaved the hair off of his head and he lost his strength. And he found himself in prison with his eyes cut out, is when he realized that how far he had come. We see him in the end of his life as his enemies were making, I think it says, they were making sport of him, they making fun of him, and rejoicing to their gods for handing him over to them. We see there in, not exactly sure which verse, in Judges chapter 16 there, somewhere in that chapter, I believe, we see that he cried out to God for strength to be able to one last time to bring destruction on his enemies. And we see that God heard him, and the pillars came down, and he destroyed many people, including himself. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 1-8 here. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Two groups of people here. One was prepared, and one wasn't. As I was reading that passage, I had to think of, was it 21 years ago? I noticed this morning it's 9/11, and, you know, there was thousands, millions of people that woke up that morning ready to face life. At least they thought they were. Just like we did this morning. Many not realizing what they were going to face, they fell in one of these groups of people. In verse 7 there, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. They were prepared. They were ready to face what was ahead of them. But the foolish, you know, they were not prepared. They were not wise. They needed help. And there was no time to get help. So this morning, as we face life, how can we apply that to our lives? Am I a doer of God's word? As I was thinking about that, you know, we fall in that one of those categories. Doers of God's word. As difficulties come against us, we think back to, well, what would God have me to do? And we allow God to minister to us. We make decisions based off of that. And we can rejoice in the Lord. When we find ourselves only hearing God's word and not doing, we face difficulty, going into a difficulty in that position, and we find ourselves floundering. I'm speaking from personal experience when I do that. We flounder and struggle in when we finally understand the answer. You know, that incident has come and gone, and we see how much we messed up. So how important is it for us to be hearing God's word and doing it, allowing God's word to minister to our lives and being a part of our lives? Again, hearing God's word without doing leads to deception. Hearing God's word and doing leads to blessings. So we understand how we want to face life is being hearers and doers of God's word. As a doer of the word, we allow God's grace and mercy to transform us. Jesus gave us his word not to make us hearers of his word, but disciples of his word. He wants to speak to us. He wants to speak to the world through our lives. Ephesians chapter 2. verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. That is the life that God wants us to live. Being faithful is going where one is needed. Serving is showing up. So I was thinking about that. I know that there was a roof project going on yesterday. What did it take to serve in that situation? Well, first of all, we needed to show up, and then we needed to find something that needed to be done and just start working. Being faithful is going where one is needed. Serving, the first step is showing up, being available. In James 4, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. James 1, verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If this verse is not a reality in our lives, what are we to do? God doesn't want to leave us here if we find ourselves being hearers only and not doers. If we're missing out on the blessing that God has for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So if we're experiencing old things and we're not experiencing God's word and being blessed by it, Jesus wants to change that. He wants to bless us with his word. And in closing, in Romans 12, verse 2, very familiar verses there. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He doesn't want us to be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So let's allow God's word to have its way in our lives. And the challenge that I would like to leave with us here is, as we hear God's word, are we inviting it to have its effect and embracing it and being doers And by doing that, we receive blessings from the Lord. May the Lord bless.